small crowd gathers at Asbury Memorial Methodist Church to pray for strength.
Help us in our pursuits for healing.
The event is organized by Sharon Starks. Her 22-year-old son, Christopher, was murdered last year on the campus of Savannah State University, where he was a football player. Police still don't know who did it.
I need some answers concerning my son's murder. So if they are willing to sit down with me, for us to work together to try to get this young man off the streets, you know, it would be a blessing.
Christopher was one of 53 people murdered in Savannah last year. Many of the killers are still on the loose, a fact not lost on Police Chief Joseph Lumpkin. He's been on the job for a little more than a year and says his officers are not getting the kind of information they need from the public.
One of the challenges we face, and it's a significant challenge, is the loss of public trust and legitimacy from the police. The worst, I've seen it in the four or five departments that I have been a member of. Some corruption issues that occurred. People were imprisoned.
Not just people. Former police chief Willie Lovett was convicted on charges of extortion and gambling in 2014 and sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. During Lovett's time, the department began hemorrhaging officers. Last year, almost 130 positions went unfilled. Again, current police chief Joseph Lumpkin.
Many good officers probably left because they didn't like what was occurring. We have authorized 605 positions sworn. But the former human resource director told me that we had not been at full staff in over 15 years.
Lumpkin says not having enough officers makes it hard to close cases. According to the FBI, in 2014, the department successfully closed just 21% of homicides. That compares to 64% nationally.
What are you going to do?
Criminologist J.R. Roberts says that's the message criminals are sending to police. Roberts runs a Savannah security strategies company and used to serve on the city's public safety task force. He says police can't tackle a high crime rate alone. They need community help.
And the front lines of that very often would be the business owner or the tenant at the apartment complex who sees a problem.
The department is also leaning on technology. It's been using ShotSpotter, equipment that detects the sound of gunfire. Starting next month, they'll add cameras in some locations.
So if a shot is fired at intersection X and Y, the cameras turn towards there and the lights illuminate.
Police Chief Joseph Lumpkin says he hopes that technology, plus bringing the department to full staff within the next few weeks, should help them to more effectively combat violent crime. For GPB News, I'm Gabrielle Ware in Savannah.